No. This is something I don't know. I've never seen it blooming. Do you know mountain laurel?
Yes, and the only place in our area that there is in here, as far as I know, is over at Callaway Gardens, where they have transplanted a lot of native bushes and vines and so forth. And I believe they have one drive called the Mountain Laurel Drive or something like that.
Well, this is something that they also have at Callaway Garden that's like Mountain Laurel, I think only bigger. Starts with an RH.
Rhododendron.
Okay. And then what is that big tree that's associated with the South with the big white flowers and the shiny?
Magnolia.
Yeah. And these are some family members, most of which I think you've already mentioned, but just in case we missed them, I'll run through them. A married woman, the man she's married to is her
husband.
And she is his
wife.
And do you have any joking names they might call each other?
Yes, old man and old lady.
Okay, Or a man might say the little
woman.
Yeah. And a woman who has lost her husband is a
widow.
Do you have a name for a woman whose husband has just left her?
A deserted woman.
Do you know grass widow?
That, I believe, a grass widow is a divorcee, and both are still living. As far as I know, that's what I've always thought about.
And then the man whose daughter you are would be your
father.
And
daddy.
His wife would be your
mother.
And what did you call them?
Mother and father, mama and daddy.
Talking to them, you said?
I said mama and daddy.
Mm-hmm. And then together, your mother and father would be your
parents.
Okay. And your father's father is your
grandfather.
What did you call him?
I never knew either one of my grandfathers, but I believe I would say granddaddy because I said daddy to my father.
And then what would his wife be? Your grandfather?
Grandmother or grandmama.
Would you call her grandmama?
I called both of my grandmothers grandma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And your sons and daughters are your
children.
Any other name like that? Any other word?
Offspring, but that's not as common to use.
Does anybody say chaps in your part of the world?
Not much, and kids was the name that my aunt could not stand for anybody to call children was kids, because she said they were, kids would go.
Yeah, some people really do object to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a name that a child is known by just in the family would be its
nickname.
All right. And something that you put a baby in with on wheels and it lies down?
Carriage.
And if you took it out in the carriage, you say you're going to
push the baby.
All right. And your children would be your sons and your
daughters,
or a boy and a
girl.
Okay. And I think that pretty well finishes off the family. Not quite, but we've got a couple more. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she is?
She's pregnant.
What's an older way of saying that?
She's carrying a child, but I don't think that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, it seems when I was small, I don't think anybody ever said pregnant.
I don't think we talked about that thing when I was small.
Uh-huh.
It was sort of a hush-hush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't talk about it. If a child asked you why that lady's stomach was large, it was a hard question to answer because you just, it's the sort of thing that you didn't talk about out in public.
Did you have any joking terms like she swallowed a
watermelon?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever say she's big?